I need to move on to, it's not an entertainment story because the series we're talking about is not light viewing, but I think it's going to be important viewing. It's Friday. We always like to tell you about things you can look out for on the TV in the week ahead. And today, the series I want to flag is one which starts airing tomorrow on CBS Reality, which if you're on DSTV, you'll find it on channel 132. It is called See What You Made Me Do. And it's an Australian series, a documentary series about domestic abuse. As I said, not exactly light viewing, but I think sadly all too relevant to us here in South Africa. It's my pleasure to welcome via Zoom the person behind the series, investigative journalist Jess Hill, joining us from Australia. Probably good afternoon to you, I guess, and a good morning from our listeners. Jess, great to have you with us.
G'day, Kate. Really nice to be with you.
So much domestic abuse happens behind closed doors, and it's not reported. The abusers are never held to account, and the victims simply continue to suffer in silence. How do you hope this series is going to shift that picture?
Look, I would like this series to shift the picture in South Africa in much the same way it seems to have done in Australia, mm-hmm. which is to really put the focus on the nature of coercive control. And coercive control is essentially, it underpins most family violence, particularly the kind of family violence that victim survivors seek help for. And it's a pattern of behavior and tactics that is used over time to subordinate and entrap an intimate partner mm. and within families, their children as well. And physical violence may or may not be used. It's not essential. It's actually not the core feature of coercive control. The core feature of coercive control is a series of tactics that repeat and look slightly different in every relationship, but that follow a plot line that is actually so predictable that one heard a dozen stories, you can almost finish a victim survivor story before they're halfway through telling it.
That is the sad reality here in South Africa as well. I mean, just for listeners who don't really have a sense of it, does Australia struggle with the same kind of levels of gender-based violence, in particular domestic violence, that South Africa does, anywhere near them?
I'm not sure in terms of the actual statistics, say, for example, homicide, whether it's exactly on par. I do know that, you know, across the world, pretty much the statistics, domestic homicides have remained static. So the statistic on that really hasn't reduced in the last 30 or 40 years, whereas often in most countries, murder rates, for example, in general, have gone down. Here we have one woman being killed a week. We have a population of around about 25 million people. You know, in the States, we have three women being killed a day. Largely, there's a lot of guns, but there's also a lot more people. Generally speaking, across the world, with the exception of places like Russia, which is just off the charts, domestic violence is one of the most destructive social issues in every country in the world.
And particularly so in this country, Jess, as you know. Now, I understand, I haven't had a chance to see anything of the series yet myself, but my understanding is that you don't just interview survivors of domestic violence and speak to women about what they've been through and why they stayed and those kind of questions, but you also have the opportunity to engage with perpetrators, which I can't imagine can have been easy to set up. How did you manage to find men to join you on camera and talk about the fact that they had been abusers?
Yeah, well, and like it's pretty courageous to go on camera, showing your face to the country and now to the broader world, talking about the things that you are most ashamed of. And for them, they had gone through a process where they'd come to some understanding and self-insight. And it's tricky when you speak to people who've perpetrated family violence, you really have to be careful. Are you speaking to someone who has been able to have self-insight, or are you speaking to someone who's still covering what they did, who's still victim-blaming? You know, you have to be so careful about how you utilize perpetrator accounts in this kind of work. But these men, they say things that are shocking, that are really hard to hear, but they do also open up in terms of their own vulnerabilities. For some of them, for most of these men, they had their own trauma histories. That's true of many perpetrators, but not all. And I think seeing that vulnerability, but also seeing that it takes a lot of work that the perpetrator has to take on themselves to basically change these deeply habituated patterns that lead them to abuse and control their partners and their children. And unless you do that work and your partner cannot fix you, you know, and a lot of women will stay because they believe they can fix this man, you know, just enough love, just enough loyalty, just enough compromise, and he will change. The fact is, unless he is engaging in that change work in a really meaningful way over a long period of time, that change is not going to occur. And I think with these men, you see that at least they're at the beginning or midway through that process. Yeah. And I don't think it's a hopeless thing, but I think we have to be really realistic about what it takes for people who use violence to properly reform.
Yeah. Just obviously, so one aspect here, looking at the creation of the abuser in the first place and then dealing with, well, how do we get somebody who's got all of those markers to not become an abuser or to change their ways if they have been one already? That's one part of solutions. I know that the series interrogates, in some cases, quite radical approaches to what we do to solve the problem. In our last minute or two, do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that aspect?
Yeah, well, there's some really interesting, you know, I guess, criminal justice reform that's been done around the world. One that we focused in on is a concept of women's only police stations that's blossomed in South America, particularly Argentina and Brazil. And it's not that you just take the female police officers off to a separate station. It's got a completely different mandate, which is mostly about preventing family violence from happening at all, but also for like responding to what victim survivors need, which may not be that their partner is arrested. It may just be that they need the police to go and talk to them, or they need them removed from the house, or any number of things, but they have a strong feminist underpinning, and that is really the core of why they are so successful. And where they exist, homicide rate reduced. So we know when they're done in this way that it can really work. Criminal justice is just one part of the response to this, obviously, but I think in a lot of cases it can be a really important part.
Jess Hill, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Investigative journalist behind a new series called See What You Made Me Do. It's a 3-part series diving into the questions of domestic abuse. It is starting tomorrow on CBS Reality. That is channel 132 on the DSTV network. And tomorrow and for the next 2 subsequent weekends, you'll be able to watch a new episode each Saturday. The start time, if you're watching it live, 20 to 9 in the evening, 20:40. Otherwise, set your recorder to record if you've got one, and wait to watch the whole thing back to back if you can stomach that. It's not light viewing for the weekend ahead. If you're looking for light viewing and fun viewing, my recommendation is to head to the movies to watch The Woman King. I got to see it with my daughter last week. It's a fabulous action movie. Start there. I know that there are criticisms that are valid, that are being offered around some of the script writing issues and some of the historical accuracy issues. I'll remind you, it is a work of fiction. That one is not a documentary series. It is an important film. I think it is a very momentous film in having an entirely black female-led cast and so many of the important people behind the cameras as well. It is a landmark film in many ways, but at its barest form, it is a fun action flick with some great performances by some amazing actresses. I really, really enjoyed watching it with my daughter last week. So that's one to go for if you're looking for something in the more entertainment space. But if you're looking for some serious thought-provoking, social issue engaging viewing, then you're looking for See What You Made Me Do on CBS Channel 132 from tomorrow.